Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
I think what she like about it is the attention. That yes. She's like, oh, me, my poor baby, she needs this, which I hate. I hate being a medical mom. People feel sorry about me. So, but in her case, she liked it.
Yes, because that's the syndrome.
More Than Mamis.
Hola amigos, welcome to More Than Mamis Untold Stories, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of investigations and real life cases. I am Michelle.
And I'm Anto. And together we are two Latinas who can't get enough of documentaries, news articles, and podcasts that explore the mysteries and stories that sometimes we can't believe happen in everyday life.
Yes, true. Whether you're digging into the mysteries of cold cases, digging deep into why people do what they do,
I don't know.
Or just trying to untangle those crazy headline-driving stories, we're all in.
Yes. Well, we have a podcast in Spanish called More Than Mamis that talks about maternity, women empowerment. And now that we are moms, we see that there are many crazy stories and family stories and situations between mothers and children that catch our attention.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we started with a new segment in More Than Mamis. And then we realized that, these stories are very juicy and we love true crime. So today we're going to talk about one that I have sent you a lot of TikToks about. That is
you
Gypsy
got
Rose.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Yes, I am like, just can't stop watching her TikToks, all the conspiracy theories between her case, her husband, her mother. So let's talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about it. Well, who was Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Gypsy Rose was born in 1991 and was a baby when Didi claimed her daughter had sleep apnea. When Gypsy was 8 years old, Didi described her as suffering from leukemia and muscular dystrophy and said she required a wheelchair and feeding tube.
She basically made up different kinds of disease about her daughter. Like you say, leukemia, sleep apnea, that she couldn't walk and she needed a wheelchair. She just did crazy stuff. And the one that caught my attention is the G-tube.
Yes, because the feeding tube.
Yes. My son, Eric, I have twins, and one of them has a feeding tube. And it has been, I have talked about it in More Than Mamis. If you speak Spanish, you can go check it out. How difficult it is to have a son, a baby, because my son is just 2 years old and he has it since he is 10 months. And how hard it is, you know, to depend in a machine and a tube and these special formulas to feed him instead of just like feeding him normally. And it's so crazy for me to kind of understand this syndrome that Gypsy Mom had, to made up all these crazy stories and how she would like, I didn't even know what a G-tube was until my son. So like she had like some nursing training and she would like figure it out different disease and different things, necessities, medical necessities that she can like make up that Gypsy needed. For example, with a G-tube, you need special treatment, special food, special medicine. And I think what she liked about it is the attention. That yes. she's like, oh, my poor baby, she needs this, which I hate. I hate of being a medical mom, people feel sorry about me. So, but in her case, she liked it.
Yes, because that's the syndrome.
Munchausen syndrome by proxy, or Munchausen by proxy, is a psychological disorder marked by attention-seeking behavior by a caregiver through those who are in their care. Munchausen by proxy is a relatively rare behavioral disorder. It affects a primary caregiver, often the mother. The person with Munchausen by proxy gains attention by seeking medical help for made-up symptoms of the child in their care. As a healthcare provider, strive to identify what causes the child's symptoms. The deliberate actions of the parent or caregiver can often make symptoms worse.
Wow. Well, the story is very dark. That's why I got addicted to it, because it's like so bizarre that I'm like, how these things can happen. So when she started seeing all these doctors for all these different reasons, what calls my attention is that not a single doctor will like question her.
Yes.
Because she profiled herself like this devoted mother that
yes. They didn't raise their voices to say, hey, what is happening here? This is false. Mm-hmm. This is true. What is happening here?
It's just, to me, it doesn't make sense that a kid will have cancer.
Feeding tube.
Like feeding disorder, sleep apnea, like unable to walk. It's
so
just
she
like
had
too much.
Everything.
She had everything. Poor Gypsy.
And when she was growing up, she started to realize that she could walk, that she could eat, that she was a normal kid, even though her mother said that she wasn't normal enough.
It's crazy because, you know, us as moms know how important it is to tell our kids, you're strong, you can do this. Come on, yes, you're healthy. Like, eat your veggies, two drops. And she was doing the total opposite. And how important is... Like, how strong is the voice of the mom to like make the mind of the child realize, oh, I am a sick person. So, for example, with my kid, I try never to call him like, oh, you're sick. Oh, ay, pobrecito, my poor baby. Oh, we need to put the this in your stomach because you're different, you're special. No, yes. I try to make it as normal as possible. The thing is that what the people that has this disorder, this syndrome, likes to be the different and call the attention. She had help from.
From the government. Yes.
She will like be on the news because, you know, she has such a rare case of a sick child. And she trips to Disney. So she
became kind of famous in her community. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. Like, as you said, imagine you at home, like when you were a child and you remember your mom always was your safe place. Always was your safe place.
I believe everything that. Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
My mom said to me,
yes,
you know,
and she did too until like
and she was my safe place. Mm-hmm. And she thought that Didi, her mother, was her safe place. So she believed and trust, you know, blindly.
But, you know, there started happen some things, like when she will go to doctor appointments, she will like tell Gypsy, you cannot speak, and she will manipulate her, and she will even like hurt her. She will like squeeze her hand if she will say anything.
And that's scary.
And one thing that is crazy is that she will say she had the mental age of a seven-year-old girl. And the thing is that she believed it. And I think she still believes it because she nowadays she's still talking with the voice of a little girl.
She developed like a child voice. Mm-hmm. And nowadays when you hear Gypsy's voice, it's like a girl of 11 years old.
I don't know how old she is. She's like 30-something, right? 35. Yes.
When Gypsy was 14, she saw a neurologist in Missouri who came to believe she was a victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. However, this doctor never reported her case to authorities because he thought that he didn't have enough proof to go to the authorities and the government and say something. Yes.
So, that's one doctor. And she,
the
thing is that this woman is master manipulation. She will manipulate the social workers as well. Like this, she will have social workers visiting her house and they will not see anything wrong. And the thing is that also I think Gypsy learned the manipulation from her because she ended up manipulating her boyfriend to do something that we're going to dig into it now.
The first time that Gypsy tried to escape was in 2011 from her mother by running away with a man she'd met at a science fiction convention. Mm-hmm. But Didi soon tracked them down via mutual friends, and she convinced the man that Gypsy was a minor, though she was actually 19 at the time. According to Gypsy, Didi smashed her computer and physically restrained her to her bed after they returned home. Wow. So it was like jail, you know?
Yes.
She was in prison.
She was she was just living a nightmare because at least in prison you can walk and you are healthy, right?
Yes.
She was just like living a life that didn't belong to her. She started, you know, having the curiosity of looking online for boys. So she was a very curious girl. And she met this guy through a Christian online dating site.
It's like a, what's the name of
it? It's like a Tinder.
A Tinder, yes.
It's like a Tinder
for Christians.
For Christians. And she found this guy called Nicholas, that he also had some mental issues. Mm. And she was able, the same way her mother will manipulate her, she learned from the best.
Yes.
And she manipulated Nicholas to kill her mother.
Wow.
So she told the truth. She figured out that she wasn't sick, and she told Nicholas, "Look, this is what's happening to me. The only way to get rid of her is killing her."
Yes. Mm-hmm. In June 2015, he came to her house and stabbed Didi while Gypsy waited, ears covered, in the bathroom. So that situation, like, imagine the situation, like, you met someone online, Nicholas. So you convince him about all, like, the family situation, and he came to your house to kill your mother. Well, to kill Gypsy's mother.
That's so not crazy. Like the typical first date, right?
Yes.
So, obviously, you know, they tried to run away and they got cuffed by the authorities. It's a sad story. I mean, it's weird because somehow I could understand in Gypsy's mind there was an other way. She was so scared of her mom that she would not stand up in public and say, "Hey guys, you know what? My mom is a liar."
Yes,
she didn't have the courage to do that. But her mind, in her mind, was just like she just needs to die.
This is the only way from my mother and to be released. But like the bad thing about all this situation is Nicholas consequences about everything he did, because when they were in the judge in 2016, Gypsy pled guilty to second degree murder, and she was sentenced to 10 years in prison, and she served the 80% of her sentence before being released this December 28th. But Nicholas was found guilty of first degree murder in 2018 and was sentenced to life in prison.
Hey everyone, this is Gypsy. I'm finally free.
I just want to send a quick video to thank everyone for the massive amount of support that I've been getting on social media. Everyone has been really, really nice and supportive, and I really appreciate that. It's nice to be home. I'm back home in Louisiana, enjoying a beautiful day outside.
Now, she was released last December, and she got married in jail with this professor that met her through letters. So the whole story is just like, it just doesn't feel real, right? It's like so weird by every way. And it becomes even more weird, guys, because the husband of Gypsy Rose, he looks the exact same as her mother here. The guy just looks like her.
Yeah,
it's like it has. They also, there's like these.
There's physical similarities, yeah, about both.
Even
of them.
Like the way they pose in pictures is similar. So it's very interesting case, because you think that she hated her mom, but she also, it was the only safe place she has, so she found someone that looks very similar to her.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just a, you know, a coincidence, because they met each other during her prison time. He sent her letters, and that's the way they met each other and tried to have a started to have that relationship. But I don't
situationship.
Know. Like, situationship. Situationship. I think that is a situation, you know, yes. Like to fall in love inside prison just by letters. Difficult, you know, and then just get out of prison and feel the same, you know, after you live together, and you know, and
but thank God it happened to her, because she didn't have anyone. Like her dad, I don't know. And do you know what happened with her dad? Where was her dad while Gypsy was living all this?
They lived for a while in the same state, in the same community, and then Didi and Gypsy move away when the family started to, like, ask a lot about the situation.
Daddy, I understand that we haven't had a chance to get close in a long time, probably my whole life.
I have a lot of questions, obviously. You know, I'm confused.
The stuff you see in the news is horrible and not true. You know that I love my mama, and you know that I would never hurt her. Just know that I'm innocent, and know that I'm still your little girl.
I think, you know, thank God she met this guy, because I think she didn't have much people around.
Yes.
And he seems in love. They seem in love. Right now, after all this nightmare, she's kind of living happy, I would say.
Despite the darkness and all the situation, especially for Nicholas that is in prison for life, I think like the good part of this is she can like reborn, you know, from...
Yeah, because she lived a very unfair life.
Yes, an unfair life, an unhappy life. And now I think life is giving her time to be happy, to have a family, and she's making money. Yes, she's making money, because
she is
shooting a documentary, and she has more than 8 million followers on TikTok and Instagram. She loves to record videos, and, you know, she's famous right now inside the U.S., and I think she deserves all the money retribution and everything,
all the good things that are happening to her. It is some kind of like moral question if she is guilty 100% or not of what happened, because in the end, you know, she manipulated Nicholas, but she didn't like put a gun into Nicholas, like kill my mother.
I know.
Or like she killed herself, but the same. It's weird. What you guys think? Like, you think she should be free, or she should be happy, or she should just still be in prison with Nicholas, like as Nicholas is? What you guys think?
Wow. That's a good question.
Yes, what do you think, Anto?
Wow. It's what you said. Like, she didn't do it. Like, yes. Nicholas did it.
Extra.
And he made the choice to do that. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So
and
sorry
she paid
for him.
And she paid and she 8 paid years 8 in years. Prison. 8 years is a lot of time. So this is it, guys. The light tells us that it's time to go. So thank you for watching our first episode. Thank you for the support. We're going to keep doing this every week.
And I just want to say that as a mom, we have to see the red flags in families and their families in our community.
That
is true. And evaluate people, because we don't know, like in our community, if we have like a family situation like that, or someone with Emotion Syndrome, like, right, you know?
I was talking to someone close to me about this case, and they knew someone that even did a GoFundMe to their son, and it wasn't true. It was the syndrome. So keep an eye on everyone as a mom. Like, you know, I think, you know, it's not our place, because, you know, it's everyone's family. But when you say something too weird, maybe it's time to, you know, be curious and do something.
Yes.
So, well, we're going to be doing this every week now. And we're very excited. And this is totally out of our comfort zone, because our podcast is normally in Spanish on this one. Yes, it's fun because we're practicing.
This is our second language, but it's just like cool practicing English with you guys, you know, and have the opportunity to reach more people in our community. If you are bilingual, you can watch our podcast called More Than Mummies. Super cool. It's about maternity.
Very different. Very different than this story.
It's very different of so. More Than Mummy Untold Stories. So next week, we are coming with the next story.
If you have any cases that you love, that you like, girls, talk about this, like, I already sent you which one I want next.
Yeah.
But we need more. We need more stories. So leave it in our social media. Follow us on Instagram @MoreThanMummies. And see you next week.
Coming next week. More Than Mummies on Tell Us Stories.
Bye-bye.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mummies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running.
Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida. Comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.